Imagine discovering that your ability to name your feelings might matter more than your IQ. This revelation transformed Yale professor Mark Brackett's life after childhood trauma led him to study emotions professionally. Most Americans can identify only 3 emotions, despite experiencing over 50 different feelings daily. This emotional illiteracy isn't just a personal challenge, it's a societal blind spot with profound consequences. When Brackett's Uncle Marvin asked him how he was feeling as a child, it wasn't the perfunctory "how are you" that invites an automatic fine. It was a genuine invitation that allowed young Mark to finally share the bullying and abuse he'd been enduring. This simple moment of being truly heard changed everything, sparking his lifelong mission to help others recognize the power of their emotions. For centuries, we've maintained a false dichotomy between emotion and reason, treating feelings as disruptive to clear thinking. Modern neuroscience has thoroughly debunked this perspective. Emotions provide critical information that shapes our survival, decisions, and relationships. They're not noise in the system, but essential data. When we're anxious, our attention narrows to potential threats, enhancing vigilance but limiting creative thinking. Enthusiasm, conversely, broadens our focus and encourages innovation. Emotions continuously shape our perceptions, decisions, and relationships, whether we acknowledge them or not. From the moment we wake up, feelings color our experience of the world. For children especially, navigating this constant emotional current without guidance can be overwhelming, particularly in structured environments like school, where emotional expression is often discouraged. Our physical health directly links to our emotional states. Chronic stress creates harmful symptoms, while positive emotions promote well-being. Our mindset about stress, whether viewed as enhancing or debilitating, can significantly alter outcomes in sleep quality and weight management. Emotions shape our relationships, determining whether we approach or avoid others. This emotional bias extends to all interactions, affecting how we treat others based on our perception. Creativity gives vitality to our existence, extending beyond artistic pursuits to everyday problem solving. Emotions often drive creative processes more powerfully than rational thought alone. Our creative abilities fluctuate with our emotional state. While stress sometimes blocks creativity, it can also fuel innovation when properly channeled. Positive emotions enhance divergent thinking, while certain negative emotions, like anger or sympathy, can spark unique creative insights. This relationship works both ways. Emotional health fosters creativity, and creative expression enhances emotional well-being. When engaged in creative activities, we often experience flow, that state of complete immersion associated with fulfillment. Emotional intelligence consists of learnable skills, not innate traits. The RULER framework identifies 5 essential skills. Recognizing emotions means identifying feelings in ourselves and others through facial expressions, body language, tone, and contextual cues. Understanding emotions involves comprehending their causes and consequences, why we feel certain ways, and how these feelings influence our thoughts and behaviors. Labeling emotions precisely helps differentiate between similar feelings and articulate experiences clearly. Research shows naming emotions reduces their negative intensity. Expressing emotions appropriately means communicating feelings in ways that serve our goals while respecting social contexts, choosing constructive expression over suppression. Regulating emotions allows us to manage feelings effectively rather than being overwhelmed, using techniques to calm intense emotions or sustain positive ones. These skills transform us from emotion judges into emotion scientists who approach feelings with curiosity rather than criticism. When was the last time you described your feelings beyond good, bad, fine, or stressed? Our limited emotional vocabulary constrains our ability to understand and manage our emotions. Research shows people with richer emotional language demonstrate better emotional regulation and resilience. Language doesn't just describe reality, it shapes it. Those using precise emotional labels gain mastery over their feelings, while those using vague terms remain at their mercy. Saying, "I'm feeling disappointed because my expectations weren't met," provides more clarity than simply, "I'm upset," guiding more appropriate responses. Different cultures highlight this language-emotion connection. Finnish lacks an exact equivalent for forgiveness, while Danish has hygge for a specific, cozy contentment, reflecting distinct cultural emotional values. For children, developing rich emotional terminology is crucial. When a child distinguishes between feeling nervous about a test versus excited about showing what they know, they respond more adaptively. Accurately labeling emotions transforms conflicts. Recognizing jealousy, fear of losing a connection, versus envy, wanting what another has, helps address the true underlying issue rather than just treating symptoms. Have you ever said something in anger that you immediately regretted? The space between emotional trigger and response is where our greatest power lies. Mastering this space is the essence of emotional regulation. Mindful breathing creates this space by calming our nervous system through slow, deep breaths, reducing emotional reactivity while improving attention and memory, all while being accessible anywhere. Forward-looking strategies help us anticipate challenges by mentally rehearsing scenarios and planning responses, transforming potentially overwhelming experiences into manageable ones. Cognitive reframing alters how we interpret triggers, viewing challenges as growth opportunities rather than threats, which reduces activation in the amygdala, our brain's emotional alarm system. Most transformative is the meta-moment technique, a structured pause where we visualize our best self and consider how that version would handle the situation, aligning our behavior with core values rather than momentary emotions. The home environment serves as the primary classroom for emotional learning, with parents as key teachers who must develop their own emotional intelligence first. Schools should prioritize emotional well-being alongside academics. Research confirms emotionally supported students engage better academically. The RULER approach provides a framework for emotionally intelligent schools, resulting in reduced bullying, improved classroom climate, and better student conduct. In workplaces, emotional contagion allows moods to spread through teams, affecting cooperation, creativity, and productivity. Effective leaders match emotional states to tasks, using enthusiasm for idea generation while shifting to measured analysis when evaluating options. Addressing emotions across these settings creates environments where people thrive while maintaining well-being, enhancing both individual fulfillment and collective outcomes. What if emotion skills were taught as universally as reading and writing? This emotion revolution could transform human experience, creating communities where listening replaces judgment, authentic expression flourishes, and emotions are valued as information rather than disruptions. The benefits extend beyond individual well-being to addressing societal challenges, from reducing depression to fostering innovation. This revolution requires commitment at multiple levels. Educational systems incorporating emotional intelligence into curricula, organizations developing cultures that value emotional health, and families prioritizing emotional awareness. The tools already exist. Frameworks like RULER provide proven approaches for developing emotional intelligence. What's needed is the collective will to prioritize these skills. Small changes in how we recognize, understand, label, express, and regulate emotions can create significant shifts in our shared emotional climate. By embracing this revolution, we open possibilities for transformation in how we learn, work, connect, and create together. The path forward lies in recognizing emotions not as problems but as intelligence to harness, powerful resources for creating the world we wish to see.